Thursday, March the 23rd, 2006. Tips from the Top Floor, show number 107.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, I'll tell you about the Tips from the Top Floor Pixies, a giveaway, Macworld Plus, the Tips from the Top Floor Library, and I'll try to explain what HDR images can do for you.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor. My name is Chris Marquardt and you are listening to the podcast about all things digital photography. What a day. I've been really busy today. I've been planning and I've been designing stuff for my new company, business cards and flyers and letterheads and whatnot, and it's all ordered, so there's a few things off my list and I can relax and finally do a new show for you guys. Things I want to talk about on today's show before we go into high dynamic range photography are, let's see, a giveaway. There's a giveaway. I have, two books here to give away. One is, both are by O'Reilly, and one is The Digital Photography Pocket Guide, 3rd edition, written by Derek Story, and also by Derek Story. A larger book, also from O'Reilly, and it's Digital Photography Hacks, 100 Industrial Strength Tips and Tools. Pretty cool stuff in here. So, yeah, I got those from O'Reilly's. Thank you very much, you guys at O'Reilly's. That's really kind of you. And if you want to win one of those or just get one of those, send me an email with... what are you supposed to put into the subject? I want to win. That was easy. And I will draw the winners out of the first 200 mails that I get. Just put I want to win in the subject and you can win. Yeah, two books here to give away. Alright, what else? Oh yeah, the Tips from the Top Floor Helpers, or as I like to call them, Tips from the Top Floor Pixies, just joined forces with 7 people, and we are working on moving Tips from the Top Floor to the next level. You should hear a bit more about that over the next shows. It was just a quick mention of them. Then the next thing, Tips from the Top Floor is getting a bit of publicity because in the April issue of Macworld Plus in the UK, Tips from the Top Floor will be included on the cover CD with, I think, 3 episodes and a special intro I made for them. They are doing a lot about podcasting in that issue and they chose from the best podcasts, and of course they chose Tips from the Top Floor, and I'm really grateful for that. So if you are a Macworld Plus reader in the UK, yeah, just check out the cover CD. Well, there might be shows in that you've already listened to, but hey, that's just cool. I really like that. Then, one more thing. Release schedule. Yeah, one of the Tips from the Top Floor Pixies, Matt, he has picked up the publishing of the shows. Because, when I record the shows, I'm pretty exhausted after that and after putting everything together. So he's picking up the posting of the shows, and that will also kind of lead to a bit of a regular release schedule, hopefully. We're talking about 6 p.m. Central Time. That's about the time when things should be on the server and ready for you to download and listen. That's 6 p.m. Central Time in the United States. Yeah, and I'm really happy for that. And then I'm also really proud on the listeners who manage the Tips from the Top Floor Library, our wiki. I mean, I've just browsed that, and I don't write a lot there, but this is basically entirely listener-managed, and it's a knowledge library, a glossary. There's all sorts of articles in there, and I really love the content. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Thank you for that. And here's a quick call for audio gradings. I haven't had any good MP3 gradings lately, so if you are capable of recording an MP3 greeting for the show, something funny or just something you want to tell to the world, just send it to me to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com as an MP3 and chances are I'll play it on the show. And you can also leave a voicemail at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. But enough of the news. Let's get into today's topic. This is about HDR photography, or also high dynamic range photography. And before you decide to skip today's show because you're afraid I'll get too technical, don't worry, I'll make this as easy to understand as possible. Now first, let's look at dynamic range. The dynamic range of a camera is the range between the darkest and the brightest thing that the camera can capture with some visible detail in it, or in short, everything from pitch black to bright white. From the darkest shadows to the brightest sunlit snow. But unfortunately, there are tight limits on what a camera's digital sensor can do in this respect. The human eye is much better in this respect, and it has many ways to adapt to different light conditions. A digital camera will use a combination of shutter speed, aperture, and ISO setting in order to achieve the same, but within each given combination of those three, the range is somewhere around 1000 to 1. The human eye is at least 10 times as good when it comes to dynamic range, and in some conditions our eyes can even get to a dynamic range of 100,000 to 1 or better. But don't worry if that doesn't mean anything to you. The baseline is that the more even the lighting in a scene is, the easier it is for a digital camera to capture detail in both the bright and the dark areas of an image. And that's one of the reasons why with a digital camera you should really start to like overcast days, because they make things so much easier because they give you such an even lighting compared to a bright sunlit day. Now let's look at a bright sunlit scene during midday, for example. The brightness difference between a white sunlit surface and some dark shadows in the same image are likely to be too much for a digital camera. Depending on your ISO, shutter speed, and aperture, you will either be able to get detail in the bright area while losing detail in the shadows, or you can expose for the shadows and in turn overexpose the bright areas. Or let's look at a city scene taken at night. The brightness difference between the streetlights and the dark side alleys are definitely too big in order for a digital camera to be able to expose all of them correctly. And that's where HDR comes in. Unfortunately, there are no camera sensors on the market today that come even close to what the human eye can do in terms of dynamics, but you can simulate the same thing by taking multiple images of the same scene at multiple exposures and then combining all of these exposures into one single HDR image. And some of these exposures will have detail in the shadows, some of them will cover the mid-range, and some of them will have detail in the bright areas. That's what photographers, by the way, call bracketing. And in order to be able to seamlessly combine the images, you'll have to place the camera on a beanbag or a tripod in order to make sure the images all register well. Now, that's all good, but there's still one big problem, and that's the output medium. Both paper and computer screens are highly limited in terms of the dynamic range they can cover. So once you have an HDR picture with, let's say, a dynamic range of 100,000 to 1, you will have to map the range down into the dynamic range that the output medium can handle, and that process is called tone mapping. You probably wonder how you can achieve all that, and as with so many other things, it's done with the help of special software. There are a bunch of products that will do all the combining of bracketed images into an HDR image for you, and then you can use that software to map the tones onto the dynamic range of the output medium. Photoshop CS2 has HDR support built in, and there's also, let's see, Easy HDR and Photomatrix. The most common file formats for HDR images are the Radiance format, the OpenEXR format, and some specific types of TIFF images. Now, apart from capturing images with a very large dynamic range and mapping its tone down to an output range with lower dynamics, HDR is also the means of choice for 3D artists to get a very accurate and realistic lighting of their computer-generated graphics, and it's also starting to be used in 3D computer games to get them a whole new level of visual realism. So for the average photographer, I would say that HDR is only of limited use, especially as the current digital camera technology doesn't really allow to capture a high dynamic range image in one exposure. So you'll have to use those multiple exposures and combine them, which in turn means that scenes with moving subjects are hard or even impossible to capture. But HDR is a great technology for certain applications. It's just that I believe we won't see its full potential until devices come out that can capture a high dynamic range image with one single exposure. Oh, and here's a quick tip for you, and I call it the poor man's HDR, and it's the way digital photographers have been used to cope with high dynamic range for years. If you don't have the according tools to create real HDR images, you could still go ahead and take multiple bracketed exposures and later on combine those manually using layers. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Chris Mockward. Don't forget the giveaway. If you want to win a copy of... Oh, where did I put them? Here. The Digital Photography Pocket Guide or Digital Photography Hacks 100 Industrial Strength Tips and Tools, both written by Derek Story, both published by O'Reilly. Send an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com with "I want to win" in the subject, and the winners of those two books will be drawn out of the first 200 emails that come in, so be quick. All right, I guess that was it for today. I'm just looking at my notes. I think I'm running out of stuff to tell you, but the show's been long enough. All right, my name is Chris Mockward. Thanks for tuning in, and talk to you again on Monday in a totally new Photoshop corner. Bye bye, and happy shooting. Baby.